This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I'll just give you a couple of things here football-wise. Darren Mougie and Aaron Glenn meeting the media at the Combine in Indianapolis on Tuesday. Here is Glenn. Hey, let's go. Let's get this thing started already.
I'm excited for the forward thinking of this group and what we're going to do as a team. So we're here to win now, and we're looking forward to it.
That's it. Win now. No Aaron Rodgers. So does that mean Tyrod Taylor's your starter?
Well, we can't say that. We haven't had free agency. We haven't had the draft. Listen, Tyrod's a good player. We know that. I think he's won almost 50% of his games. So he's a guy that's been around his league for a long time. So to answer that question, it's hard to, because draft free agents haven't came yet.
That's an odd thing to throw out there. I think he won almost 50% of his games.
Which is not a great number.
Right. I'm sure the season tickets are flying now. That sales office, the kid. You don't have enough phones.
I think they feel like they have a safe choice in-house just in case to fall back on for a short period of time, and then they got to find themselves the future quarterback.
It is funny you say that, though, because so that was at the podium. I just started rolling on Aaron Glenn with the Jets media guys. You know, they do that for the website. So he sat down with them for 10 minutes, and scrolling underneath it is, hey, for season tickets, call this number. Hey, well, he almost won 50% of his games.
Almost.
Here is one more. Everyone is going to have to win their job going forward.
We're going to bring in competition at every position. It's not just the quarterback position. That can be D tackle, DB, linebacker, doesn't matter. The nature of this game is competing, and we're going to do that at every position.
All right, well, we shall see. Meantime, for the Giants, we heard from Joe Shane. So what do you plan to do picking number 3 overall?
We have an idea of, you know, 3 to 5 players, 6 players, 7, whatever it may be, and move back scenarios. You can do that. We'll also look at, you know, moving up if that's a possibility. So it's exciting time for, you know, a year for us, and, you know, a chance to make some change on the roster. And so we'll look at all different, you know, scenarios.
It's got to be cool to be a coach, like, in the off season. Everything starts fresh. Everything's new.
Well, I think it depends who you are. I mean, if you're Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, you're like, this could be it.
But yes, 100%. But at least right now as they sit, they don't have the weight of the world on their shoulders as they do when the season begins.
That's true. That is true.
Talked a lot about Matthew Stafford. I'm not stupid. I know he wasn't going to answer, but he was asked about the rumors about them being interested.
You have to ask the Rams that. You know, you can get that from the Rams and let them talk about that. He's under contract with them, so that'd be a question for the Rams.
All right, so let's get to Stafford for a minute. I found Sean McVay sat down with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth on their podcast. Very lengthy. I'll give you a couple because he doesn't stop talking. First things first, McVay makes it very clear how much they like the guy.
When we talk about competitive greatness, being your best when your best is required, this guy's played in 7 playoff games for us. He's 5-2. The 2 games that we lost against Detroit and Philadelphia this past year in the divisional round, this guy gave us every chance from within the framework of what he could control for that record to be 7-0, and then what happens thereafter. And I think that says a lot about him.
All right, so fair enough.
I mean, the guy's the greatest quarterback in the history of the world. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with him except that his wife is a huge pain in the ass. That's really the thing. Everybody hates her. I guess except him. He likes her, but everybody else hates her.
He says, none of this is easy.
There's layers to it. And as you try to put together the puzzle for your football team, you have to be able to say, hey, how do we continuously build? How do we support him? How do we make sure that he's getting, you know, what is his worth relative to those things?
He kind of said over a couple of different times, they want him back, but then he also kept talking about they're trying to think about the future as well. And so that's where, and then he said they were honest with him. You want to go see what you're worth? Go ahead. There's no secrets. Just do what you got
to
do.
All right. So let's say he goes to the Giants. Giants said, we'll give you 3 years, $45 million a year, and we'll give you $100 million guaranteed. Then he goes back to the Rams and says, well, the Giants want to give me $45 million a year with $100 million guaranteed. Are you going to match that? So the Giants are doing the bidding for them or doing the negotiating for them.
One of the things he also noted, McVay, was that they don't want to do this year to year.
Yeah, they don't want to do one-year deals. Right. They don't want to get stuck in this situation next year.
They want to know what his plans are.
Yeah, if he's going to go back and want a new contract, he's got to commit at least 3 years to whoever he's going to.
Yeah, I mean, I think what his plan is his plan is to get $50 million a year for the next 3 years in this offseason.
Yeah, that's if I could get that at that age, I would have gotten it too.
Yeah, damn right.
I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just give you, let me give you 17 seconds for the booms.
Here's Johnny Brzezinski with a shot. He scores! Did Rempe deflect it in front?
I think so.
Yeah, the big man was there. It's 5-1 Rangers.
It sure was. That was Sam Rosen on MSG. That capped the scoring as the Blue Shirts beat the Isles on the road. Johnny Brzezinski scored twice. You had that goal from Matt Rempe. JT Miller, I know, got banged up, but he scored as well. And Igor Shesterkin made 36 saves.
Well, Keandre Miller got banged up.
I thought Miller went out too, was a little nicked up too.
Did he? I didn't see that part of it. Maybe that was towards the end of the game. Already turned it off because it looked like a preseason game in the third period.
Well, when it's 5-1, you can certainly understand that. Tonight you've got the Devils playing in Colorado. Also of note today, Yankees Cardinals at 1, Mets Marlins at 1:10. The Knicks are back in action. They take on a slumping 76ers team. Paul George did not have good things to say about the 76ers and their mentality. I'll get to that next hour. They've lost eight
straight. Who is he? This guy? He showed up there. He's hurt. He's flaunting his wife or girlfriend's
I saw that.
Boobies all over Instagram.
That team needs a psychotherapist, man.
Yeah, they need understood. Oof. And you thought with Nick Nurse it might be a little different, but it has not gone well. But I'll play that audio next hour. The Nets take on the Thunder tonight, and that big game in Los Angeles last night. The Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-99. Luka Doncic had a triple double against Dallas. He was asked if he saw the old GM in Dallas. What's his name? I'm forgetting his name.
Nico Harrison.
Nico Harrison, right. Yeah. He said, did not see him, yet there's video that shows him doing push-ups right in front of him. So, kind of funny, but he did have a triple-double last night in the win.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.